I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are having a great time at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
Yeah!
Hey! On a Friday, out here with all of our listeners hanging out, man, having a great time. I got to tell you, Mike, these guys that they do the remodeling, these guys are going hard. I mean, we're in the break. They're like, you and Bell want another drink? I'm like, these guys are going hard here.
This dude over here in the back, he just yelled at you. He got on the bar and he said, we're going to go streaking through the quad. We're going to go streaking.
See, there he is.
So he's losing his mind. Things, dreams come true here at Twin Peaks, guys. Don't forget, if you can't get to see us today, full slate of college football action tomorrow, the pros on Sunday. Twin Peaks, both locations, Kennesaw, Buckhead. Join the party, pal.
Please do. And they have our ice cold Hey Man Ale. Man, get some for the weekend, bro. Get some.
Real quick, want to give a shout out to the man sitting here at the corner of the bar. This is Jess, who lives up here in Marriott. He works all over, but he sat literally next to me, ran into him at the Indy 500 this year.
With the father-in-law?
With my father-in-law, when I left my ID and my wallet on the counter, and my father-in-law told everybody in the section, my idiot son-in-law left his wallet. I've been bankrolling him all weekend. But Jess is one of the guys who was sitting with us in turn one at the Indy 500. Isn't that cool, though? Great to have him come on out and say
hello. And listen, Jess, thanks for coming out. He was asking about the Odyssey app, which you can download and take us wherever you are. So, like he says, I make some trips to Alabama. You don't have to listen to Alabama radio. Trust us. You can listen right here to 92.9 The Game. You can just tune in on the app, and we're with you everywhere. But, man, it's good to meet you because Mike told me about you.
Right.
And he was like, I met a guy from Atlanta. And I was like, what are the odds?
Yeah, man, talking racing, man, open wheel racing, loving the action, bro.
All right, guys, real quick, we got to mention this story. Then we're going to get to keys for the Falcons and Seahawks coming up in 15 minutes. You want to hear what Barbara Dooley has to say about the Dogs. You do not want to miss it. If you're wondering who's Barbara Dooley, she's the legendary Vince Dooley's wife. She joined us, and you will hear what she has to say. Mike, we got to talk about this story of the day, which is Ime Udoka, the coach of the Celtics, being suspended for a year. We had Steve Kuhn on, Hawks CEO. Steve said, I don't know anything. Whether he does or doesn't, this is a story that is going to be around now that camps are getting ready to start next week in the NBA. There's a lot of speculation, and I just want to be clear about our show. We will report what is accurate. But there are a lot of rumors out there about what actually happened. And all I can tell you guys today is that Brad Stevens, who is the president of basketball operations for the Celtics, guys, the reason why this is a big deal is a year suspension? Why not just fire him? Why not just move on? This is a really weird story. And Brad Stevens came out and said today that the team is known for a couple of months about this inappropriate relationship with the female member of the team staff. They commissioned a law firm to investigate the situation. They got those results Wednesday. And that is why now this has happened with this year suspension with Ime. Remember, the Celtics go to the finals. They're two games away from winning a championship. So there's a lot of stuff out there. But, Mike, we've said this. What are we talking about here?
Well, I mean, two things. I understand there was a specific rule in the organization. You cannot fraternize or have a relationship with someone who's an employee, a coworker. And that's understandable. But when the guy is everything you said he was as far as the success on the hardwood, you would say, okay, well, you could certainly keep that internal, dock him a percentage of his paycheck, and everyone gets on with their lives. But they went public with this. There was a press release. The statements came out. It was supposed to be a consensual relationship with someone in the organization.
Yes.
Well, Matt Barnes started sort of the rumor mill by posting a video where he said, hey, I supported Ime Udoka, and now I'm backtracking on all that. There's some crazy stuff coming out, which has got everyone in Boston's lips flapping. You and I are both in contact with people up in Boston, and the rumors are insane to the point that, again, we're not going to use them on the radio. But when the other shoe drops on this, I'm just curious if this guy's going to have a job in the NBA, if it's as bad as some people are making some of these accusations out to be.
They indicated today in the presser that they would not address his future situation, which means he may not be back with the Celtics.
Right.
Again, why not just fire him if this was so offensive? Either way, it's out there. Everybody's talking about it, and we're trying to keep the accurate information up to date. But again, this is regarding his conduct and what that means for the team. They will have an interim head coach, guy in the system already. But guys, that's a championship caliber team.
Right.
Mike, they made trades and moves to try to improve their team. We know we want to do what we want to do with the Hawks.
Right.
But the Celtics, they were just there.
I mean, Brad Stevens, when he stepped up to basically kicked himself upstairs, he hired the right guy. Did a fantastic job this year. Think about that Bucks series. Think about the moves he made in that one specifically.
You're absolutely right.
So now you move on and you say, wow, well, what would happen to create this kind of a situation? And I'm curious to see, you know, the Boston papers, Carl, they're about as good as it gets as far as getting underneath people's fingernails.
Oh, they'll find out.
Something's going to drop.
Yeah, they're going to find out. All right, guys, want to get to keys for the Falcons. Seahawks, we need this one. We need this one. The first one got away from us. We blew a 16-point lead. Okay. Second one, we had a chance at the end and didn't even get the Hail Mary off.
Right.
Okay. We go to Seattle, and I want to add Turtle and Squidbilly into this because I want us all to give a key to what we think has to happen this weekend. And, Mike, I want to start with you. What do you think they have to do, man?
I'm going to start with Kobe Gossett, who's going to be plugged in behind Elijah Wilkinson. Now, again, it's not our business. When the organization says it's a personal matter, personal matter.
So he's ruled out.
He's ruled out for Sunday. So whatever going down with his family, that's none of our business. I was talking to D. Led's family thing. That's all we know.
Okay.
But that's Orlando Ledbetter from the HAC.
Hi, Mike.
Thanks, guys, for the reference. But at the end of the day, we have not bellyached about the offensive line, save for Caleb McGarry getting run over by a third-man rush on that Hail Mary you just talked about. Wilkins has been really good. He's been an upgrade. Obviously, Mayfield was not up to the task last year. So now is Kobe Gossett, because the moving pocket prevents things from happening, but you can't have a jailbreak on the left side, especially with Dahlman struggling with it. You know, I'll make it 1A and 1B. Can Dahlman get the snap right? Dahlman missed a lot of snaps last week. We're not blaming, you know, him for everything. And Mariota is good enough to get you to a position to win the game until he starts making mistakes. So anyway, brother, I'm sorry. I gave you three answers to one question. I'll start with the offensive line.
It's good. And Mike's absolutely right. Are we Monday talking about how this line failed because of our left guard situation and Mariota was running for his life? I hope that's not the case. Bo Morgan, Squidbilly, you're in Seattle. You've been there all week with the Falcons. Give me a key to what you think is going to give us success on Sunday.
Well, I know we've talked about a lot of things with, you know, Mariota's turnovers at times and Pitts' usage and defense's coverage and everything. But to me, the number one reason why this team is 0-2 is the red zone issues. They haven't been very good in the red zone offensively, only scoring touchdowns 50% of the time. That's 4 out of 8 possessions. And defensively, we've given up touchdowns on 87.5% of the times that the other team has been in our red area. That's 30th, tied for 30th in the league. That's how bad that is. Seattle is one of the worst offensive red zone teams. They are the worst, with no touchdowns and 3 possessions inside the red area. That is horrid. Falcons defense has to take advantage of that. And on the flip, the Falcons are going to play the second best defense in the red area, according in the first 2 weeks, where the Seahawks, out of 8 possessions, they've only given up touchdowns on 22%. Now, there was some turnovers in there. So the Falcons have to win in the red area. That is the number one key for me. That's the thing that has kept us kicking field goals instead of scoring touchdowns and allowing touchdowns instead of forcing our opponent to kick field goals. We have to be efficient and win this game in the red area on Sunday.
Great point. That's Squidbilly. Turtle, I want to bring you in. Our Engineer, a big part of this show. What do you think a key is as we talk about the Falcons' keys on Sunday? Give me one.
Carl, you just said it. We have to win this game. So here's the key. Yep. Whatever's working, stick with it. If CP gets rolling in the backfield, feed him. If London's open, throw him the ball. If Pitts is open, throw him the ball. If we're getting home, blitz. Don't go soft like we did in the first game. So whatever's working, stick with it. I know they spend all week doing these game plans. Arthur Smith has the pencil behind the ear, but scrap it and throw away the paper. Whatever's working, stick with it.
I'm with you. And sometimes we make this way too difficult than what it needs to be. Here's the thing for me, guys. Two things. One, let's make Geno uncomfortable. We made Jameis uncomfortable in week one. So much so, he said he had pain everywhere. Okay? He tried to leave the game. Let's be honest. He went to the tent. He was looking for a way out. And then we allowed him to get his confidence back, and he came back and beat us. Make Geno uncomfortable, and let's get after him from the start, Dean Pease. Number two, big matchup. DK Metcalf, AJ Terrell. DK Metcalf, AJ Terrell. We need AJ to step up because that is his out. That's Geno's guy. He's going to be looking for him. He's a big-time receiver. We've got to contain him. But the way you do that, Mike, is you make Geno uncomfortable and you get pressure. Guys, if all of these things happen, and they can, we'll be talking about a victory on Monday with the Falcons. They'll come home 1-2, and all of a sudden now you're looking at the Browns coming in to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I know the Browns won last night, but I've not been impressed. They run the ball well, but I think that's a game that's also gettable. But we got to get this one on Sunday first.
Brother, we could be 2-0, and that's not being homers. We didn't finish the Saints game. We didn't start the Rams game. And as we said, there's other variables in the equation. Zacchaeus has dropped, things that happened. But we need Mariota to give me four quarters to be consistent. That's not asking too much. And the Pitts thing, which Squid Billy disregards, I got to be honest with you. Pitts is a star on this team. He needs to get the rock. They got to find a way. It shouldn't be Drake and nothing from Pitts. Both these guys got to contribute on Sunday.
All right, Dogs play tomorrow against Kent State. Barbara Dooley, the wife of legendary coach Vince Dooley, stopped by the show. Wait till you hear what she had to say. Coming up next.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers meet for possibly the last time on Sunday. The two have very different styles. Brady is the consummate winner. Rodgers, one of the most talented to ever play the position. But they really have a lot more in common. They're both chip on the shoulder guys. Feels like a long time ago, but now we get to celebrate two of the greatest players of all time. I'm Andrew Perloff.
The most important story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
It is always good to talk with the legendary Vince Dooley. But today, we're talking to the legendary Barbara Dooley. She is the wife of Coach Dooley, and she joins us as our special guest today because we wanted a little bit different perspective. So, Barbara, welcome in. We're excited to have you. You've done a talk show before. You know what this is like.
I do, and I'm so excited. I tell you, I have heard so much about you two, and I know one of you. I set the house on fire when you were here.
That's right.
Do you remember that?
That's right, Barbara. David Pollock and I used to do this show from your sunroom and the time
that's
you made cookies.
Right. That's right. And I was cooking y'all breakfast. And then I kind of lost my train of thought and caught on fire. You had an exciting morning here.
That's right. Coaches, why are there fire trucks outside?
Oh, man. We're going to have a hot fire tomorrow at Sanford Stadium, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Ma'am. Yes, we are. Barbara Dooley joining us, guys. Brought to you by Kroger, fresh for everyone. And we'll get Coach on again next week. But we said, hey, you know what? Let's talk to the missus. Now, Barbara, just for those folks who don't know, obviously we know you as Coach Dooley's wife. But you've had a career. You know, you sold real estate. We talked about the talk show there. You've done a variety of things. But I want to talk about when you met Coach Dooley, because he's told us a little bit about it.
Yeah, never give us the full story.
But we want to hear from you, because you guys, you met at church service?
Well, we did, but I was actually 17, my first Sunday at church at Auburn, my freshman year. And he was the faculty advisor for, back then it was a group, Catholic student group. See, so I went to, of course, I was being a good Catholic girl. I went to the meeting and met him there. And I mean, I really thought he was an old man. You know, here I was, 17 or 18. He was 25. He'd been in the Marine Corps. I thought, God knows. Well, he started pursuing me, and I kept, we had one date a year for 4 years.
Wow. Wow.
And every year I didn't like him. And he, let me tell you, he is a hell of a recruiter. Right?
Yeah. Put the work
That's
in.
That's all I can tell you.
That's a great line.
So I absolutely had fallen in love with one of his football players, and we were going to get married. And my boyfriend at the time went up to him on the field and said, Coach, I would appreciate it if you would leave my girl alone.
Wow.
Can you believe that happened?
No way.
And so Vincent said, well, out of respect for you, I will. But then he started calling my roommate for dates and saying, bring Barbara with you.
This is while he was an assistant at Auburn, by the way. A young assistant
right.
at Auburn, yes.
Oh, I love it. Hey, Barbara, he was going to find a way to see you.
No question about it. No question about it. And now I think he wonders, what in the hell was I thinking?
It is Barbara Dooley.
She's not had a quiet day in her life, with me, and that's for sure.
If you're just tuning in, it is normally our Coach Dooley report, and we let Coach get. He's been dealing with laryngitis. So we'll give him another week to get that throat right, and we'll talk to the first lady of Georgia football, which is you.
I was going to tell you, I started thinking about this show last night, and I thought if you were to ask Vince Dooley if he was playing Kent State, what would you be concerned about? Because, you know, he always had a concern, right?
Right. Yes. Yes. He'd always have a good factoid about the other team. Yes.
Yeah. So he would say to me, well, you know, they had some great players. In 1973, Nick Saban played for them. And then Lou Holtz played for them. Right. And Gary Picknell played for them. And he went on, and I thought, man, I'm really sweating the stuff now. It's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, hey, right. See, and that's what Coach wants us to believe. You got to respect
that's
your
right.
opponent. You got to respect your opponent. Barbara, I want to ask you about the books you've put out. Put Me In, Coach. You wrote a couple of books. Just to give folks an idea, this was just from your perspective of – living this life and the sacrifices and going through being a big-time college football coach's wife? Or was there more to what you wanted to talk about in the books you've released?
Well, the first book I put out was Put Me In, Coach, and that was the 25 years that he coached football. Mm. And back then, I thought that was Major League Football. But looking back on that, that was peanuts compared to what's going on today. Come on.
You're right. You're right.
First of all, we never got rich. Mm. Now all you need is one friggin' contract and get fired. So when he quit, this is an honestly true story. I was so furious when he quit. He was too young. Right. He was 55. And there was no reason for him to quit, except he did not want to make me rich. And I really got ticked off about it. And so now, all I could say was about 5 years into it, when Furrier got $1 million and somebody else got $1.5 million, I'm going, Dooley, get back out there, and I can prop your butt up on the field for at least a year with a contract.
Get
and
back
he
out
would
there.
Not do it. Get out there.
Yeah, I mean, he was now. For those who don't know the history, he did become the athletic director, which some would say Barbara probably knows better, is a thankless job compared to being the head football coach. But, yeah, I mean, because Bobby Bowden's wife, Julia, Julianne wouldn't let Bobby retire because she always said, how am I going to go shopping if he retires?
Well, that's right. See, she had more power over Bobby than I had over Dudley. he just gave it up. And then, of course, that dethroned me. I was no longer the queen of football. So, I mean, it was just the worst possible year for me.
I understand. Oh. That's great. And you know what? Loving your brutal honesty, because people are letting us know. They're loving from hearing from you. Barbara Dooley, brought to you by Kroger, fresh for everyone. All right, we got to ask you about Kent State. We got to ask you seriously now. I mean, the dogs are rolling. Things are going well. And Barbara, they're talking about Stetson Bennett. If things keep going well like this, he might be a Heisman candidate. What do you think about tomorrow and where the dogs are right now?
I think
Saturday.
Stetson Bennett might be the cutest, the dearest, the sweetest quarterback in a long time. He has defied every odd. Mm. He really has. Here is a kid nobody wanted, and he walked on, and look what he has done, and look what he's still doing. Of course, last year, after we won the national championship, people were going, why would he want to come back? All he can do is go downhill. Well, guess what, baby? He just might take us all the way again.
Mm, that's right. And by the way, were you over the moon?
I want to ask you two.
Go ahead.
Do you see anybody on this schedule that can beat us?
The only game that would give us a bit of concern, the cocktail party, I think George is going to handle, Barbara. But the Tennessee game, just because of that up-tempo offense, if they get on a heater, last year they gave us some trouble up in Tennessee. But I think that'd be the only game that would give me a little bit of concern in the regular season.
Well, and now, Barbara, I want to respect them too. That's Kentucky, because we got to go on the road.
Yeah,
got to go on the road. And Kirby always talks about it. Coach Dooley talks about how tough and physical they are. This might be Coach Stoops' best team. We're not quite sure. So I got to respect them, but no. To answer your question overall, no, I do not.
Well, I think you can respect them and still beat the crap out of them. I mean, come on. Nobody has the offense and defensive lines that we have them.
No.
And our backs are so doggone fast. Are you kidding me? I mean, I've never seen players like we have.
You know, that's the thing, Barbara. We've said it to Coach, and Coach has kind of agreed. Is this, you know, Kirby worked with Nick Saban all those years, and now he's kind of built that same machine that they had in Alabama here at Georgia. So it's built to last.
It's built to last. You are right about that. And by the way, Kirby just bought a house right directly across the street from us.
Oh, how nice. About that?
Nice.
That's great.
How about that newsflash?
Wow. That's great.
Wow.
Well, hey, you know what? We know he adores you guys and what Coach Dooley means to him. And it is an honor and a pleasure to have you on our show. I got to tell you, our listeners are loving hearing from you.
Big time.
And we appreciate you guys today. And we know Coach is getting better with the voice, but we said, hey, let's talk to Barbara. And Barbara, thank you so much for coming on
today. Great job off the bench. Oh, what a scene. We enjoy Barbara's company because we've had a chance to hang out with the Dooleys off the air, obviously. But yesterday we had so much fun. And some folks caught the tail end of it. Some guys heard it on Odyssey.com. We thought you'd enjoy it. And I just love the fact she's like, oh, the hell with their feelings. Let's just drop the bomb on Kent State.
And that's what they're going to do tomorrow. Dogs taking on Kent State. All right, guys, we got to get to tonight's game winner. This gentleman at the bar is like, what's tonight's game winner? I said, sir, we're going to get to it.
I just was thinking of Barbara and you and I. We've had special relationships with our grandparents.
Sure.
We love them. Your favorite grandparent or favorite relative?
I love it.
I know Randy Mack talks all the time about his grandma and everybody else.
Big mama.
Your favorite relative, mom's or dad's side, but the one that you really had the connection with, 404-741-0929. Brought to you by Ingles. Who was the one relative at Christmas or Easter or Thanksgiving you were like, oh, I'm so glad they're here.
Everyone else can go home.
Everyone else can split.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question...
Hey, man, just had a great conversation with Barbara Dooley, Coach Dooley's wife. Her story about their courtship is gold. I mean, everything Barbara brought to the table yesterday, and that's why we wanted you guys to hear it. I just thought, well, folks are stuck in traffic on 75, 85, 20, 400, 285. They'd laugh their butt off at that.
The best part for me is she goes, I thought he was old.
and then
how Coach continued to be like, yeah, you want to go on a double date? Hey, make sure you bring Barbara.
That was the best part. So we thought you all would get kicked out of it. A lot of guys on the text line were going, man, I missed it on it was earlier in the show. It was 3:40 yesterday's program. Guys dug it. Which brings us to tonight's game winner, brought to you by Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings. Your really favorite relative. So Carl knows the story. My grandmother, who grew up in Brooklyn,
yeah.
and then when I spent all my summers down in Florida, she was like my second mom. I mean, my story, I bring down one suitcase, take back two. Grandma's like, let's go shopping. Let's buy some clothes if you put on weight. So who's going to say no to that? Nana was the best. Who was your favorite?
My great uncle. His name was Uncle Buck. No lie. He was my mom's uncle.
You had an Uncle Buck?
Uncle Buck from Opelika, Alabama. And Uncle Buck put five kids through college, shining shoes, Mike.
Wow.
And he was the guy that when he'd show up, he would always have something for you. So it didn't matter how big or small it was. It was just that you knew he was coming and
right.
that you were going to get something, right? So he would show up and have something for you, and I always looked forward to that because I knew Uncle Buck would have something for me. And it was always cool. I mean, he was the one to be like, come here, boy, let's talk. And he would just, you know, he was the one guy that you could just let loose, and it was never going to get back to anybody.
Right.
Love my great uncle, man.
Yeah, my Nana was the best. You've heard me tell stories about her all the time. So your favorite relative could be your Nana. Again, grandma, cousin, aunt, uncle. We laid it out for you. Tonight's game, we're brought to you by Ingles. Who's up first, Chris? Keith, hey, man, you're in the game. What you got?
What's happening, Chief?
Hey, Chief.
Check it out. Check it out, Chief. You know, my grandfather, now, he introduced me to listen to the radio and watch, you know, during the Braves game in the summer. But he always had this one conversation. He would always tell me, he would say, now, Lonnie, that's my real name. Well, you know, he would say, hate the Dodgers, hate the Cowboys, and hate the Celtics. And I said, Granddaddy, why? He's like, because they win all the time.
Right. I've said it to you a million times. Kids who grew up in Boston, if you were born like late 90s, you don't know what struggle is.
Nope.
You've seen the Celtics win, the Red Sox win, the Patriots dominate the NFL. You guys don't know what hard times are, baby. And again, my father used to tell me, we're not talking about your immediate relatives, talking about like distant, you know, cousins, grandparents. But the old man said it 5,000 times. Rooting for a bad team builds character.
It's hard,
and then
man.
If the Falcons ever do win the Super Bowl, we can talk about what happened in 98. we can talk about. Obviously, 25. I'm not going to mention the story, but 28-3, and then blowing a 25-point lead.
2016.
Someday, some way. Hey, man, who's up next, Chris? Swede, your favorite crazy relative.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Well, I have a couple of them. My grandfather on my mother's side, he had his eye shot out, one of his eyes shot out with a BB gun as a kid, and he wore a glass eye. And he'd come over for Sunday dinners, and my mother was always a little uptight about it, and he'd love to joke about it. And he'd take that eye out sometimes and drop it in his water glass just to watch the, you know, things when it floated. And then my father is the other one, because he introduced me to the greatest years of my life as a 10-year-old, took me on a train to New York City, and we got to see the greatest Dodger, Yankee, and Giant teams forever. I mean, every day I went to a different baseball game, and that was the crowning memory of my life as a young man. Thanks, guys.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Thank you.
I mean, that's one of the...
If you had a relative like that, yeah, that took you places, that was the best.
Oh.
It was the best.
That's one of the... You know what? We'll write that down, Chris, for next week, if you could go back in time. I've always wanted to go back to Ebbets Field and see Jackie Robinson play.
Ooh, yeah.
As is Mike, to Swede's point, the old man, that's where he grew up as a child, watching all those games. Hey, Chris, who's up next? Bill. Hey, Bill. Talking about your favorite relative.
King here. Hey.
What you got? Oh, come on. I was curious. I was curious to hear what that was.
Carl.
Hey, man.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Carl. How y'all doing?
Good,
hey,
boss.
Man. What's going on, Carl?
Listen, two quick stories. My grandfather on my mother's side lived in Ohio. Story number one, won a, let's say, a poker game in Chicago. Won a Cadillac, but had to hide it in a small town for a couple of months. The other story, woke up one Sunday morning and had some friends coming in. And you think friends might be a carload, maybe two, maybe a van. No, this man had a 32-passenger tour bus full outside of his house on a Sunday morning. Thank you.
Wow. Holy cow.
Had to hide the car
right
in another town?
I do appreciate that story. That's after my grandmother had my grandfather passed away, and I had to take over my grandmother's finances after she had her heart attack.
Yeah.
And my nana goes, I've got these safe deposit box keys. I'm not sure where they go. And my grandmother had cash. I mean, it's all gone now. Statute of limitations is gone.
Sure.
It all paid for assisted living anyway. But I found a lot of money in those safe deposit boxes. I go, Nana, how'd you make this money? I don't know. Some lawyer, friend of your grandfather's, interest-free loans. Interest-free loans?
Yeah.
No, maybe tax-free loans, Grandma? I think that's what you meant. Anyway, either way, guys, appreciate your feedback tonight. Good stuff. All right. Well, I believe Sam is ready to rock in studio with Coach. What's going on tonight, boys?
He is.
Hey, we're ready. It's week six. The high school scoreboard show is ready to roll, and we got some really big games going on. You know, we got a good one going on. I think Parkview is playing up at Mill Creek. Parkview's got to play all their games on the road pretty much this season because they're putting their phony grass down out there.
Well, they're doing a good job of it. Yeah, you know.
They're on the road.
It's going pretty well for them.
It really is.
Guys, real quick, tell me, Mill Creek, don't they have a kid that's already committed to Alabama? They got a really good squad, don't they?
They have a great squad. Caleb Downs plays a receiver, defensive back, one of the best players in the country. They've got several good players. Jamal Anderson Jr., lot of good guys on that team.
Yeah.
And Sam and I had them in the Corky Kale. We got to do the play-by-play of the game, and we got to know them. They're really, really talented.
Got Michael Jenkins' kid out there playing wide out for them, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, yeah. Cool.
All right, so got to check out Mill Creek. I've not had a chance to do that. Big shout-out to our guy, Steve Mancinelli, as well. He works out there. Sam and Chris, have you covered high school scoreboard show? What else you guys looking at tonight, real quick?
I tell you what, we got a great guest going to join us. First of all, we're going to get Coach Josh Niblett going to join us. He's the coach for a long time at Hoover, Alabama. He's in our area now. He's up at Gainesville, and he's got things happening up there. They're undefeated. They have a bye tonight. We're going to check in with him. And our school day's guest is somebody we know for playing for the Chicago White Sox, playing for the University of Georgia's World Series final team. But we know him when he was an All-State quarterback at Westminster School. Gordon Beckham going to join. And he could spin it on Friday nights. Dude could spin it on Friday nights. So we're going to talk to him about his school days tonight.
Hey, man, we said it last week. If you guys are in your cars going to watch your favorite local high school team, on the way, during, after. Make sure you're locked in at 92.9. These guys love all the big scores, all the big matchups around the state, man. It's must-listen radio on Friday night.
Yeah, and I love that Sam and Chris are connected the way they are, that they know all the coaches. The Gainesville situation is interesting. I've got to tune in to hear what Coach is talking about. He's got something working up there. All right, man. Sam and Chris have you covered. The High School Scoreboard Show. Stay right there. Chris, let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Big shout out to Chuck Smith, who joined us today. Falcons, Seahawks coverage begins at 2:25 on Sunday, 4:25 kickoff. Boy, do we need one. Tony Gwynn Jr. also stopped by the show today. Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO, and you also heard from Grant and Dave Archer. Braves tonight, Mike, Jake Odorizzi.
Man, not a lot of confidence from Jake. I hope he can do the job. And you almost felt like we lost a game and a half last night when Freed lost a 1-0 game.
I agree. Noah Cunha tonight. Scratched. Back. Soreness. Ooh. Whatever's going on there. That's two games in a row. And Michael Harris is going to hit in the two-hole. We'll see what the Braves do. Monday, we are back at it, guys. Coming off the Falcons and also coming off what the Braves will look to as probably the biggest week of the season with the Mets coming to town next week. We'll be talking all about it with you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Want to give a big shout-out to Chris, our engineer back at the studio, Cullen, our on-site engineer, and Bo Morgan, executive producing. Mike Bell, let's get this weekend started, man. Clear your throat!
All right, man, we spent a lot of time this week talking about Marcus Mariota. Look, we're not 0-2 just because of Marcus Mariota, but there were some key moments in the game where you need your quarterback, who's always the biggest piece, the most important part, to do his job. I'm not saying that Marcus Mariota is a bum, but you saw last night in the Steelers-Browns game, there were moments where Trubisky needed to make a play. Couldn't do it. Sailing the football, missing receivers, and kind of he's trending where Mariota is now. Marcus, you can resurrect your career here in Atlanta. The pieces are here. We've been in a position to win two games. Do your job on Sunday, brother.
Not how you normally say do your job. Hey, I don't know what happened with Ime Udoka. Maybe we'll find out. Maybe we won't. But there's a lot of speculation out there. Do not get caught up in the Twitterverse about all the stuff that's out there. Eventually we'll find out. But this is what I do know. The Celtics should have probably just fired him, Mike. Because now right. You've got a situation that you're going to have to deal with, not just now, but moving forward. And if the real story doesn't come out, this is not going anywhere. I think they've created a whole nother situation for themselves. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, have a great weekend. Get some Hey Man L. If you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't,
Coach O or Coach Udoka will get your girl.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.